I was extremely proud of my team. I thought we played very hard. Community's got a solid team. They only lost one player from last year, and they came up to our place and beat us about 25 last year. So they're favored to win our district. Got a good chance at winning that region, and I know a lot of people feel like they'll at least be in the sub-state. So I was very proud. We had a hard time scoring. We played really good defense in the play days, and I thought we defended well last night. But we just had a lot of shots that didn't fall, and made a few bad decisions. But for a first game with the team we've got this year, I couldn't be more pleased.
Is defense something that you've really put a lot of emphasis on during the preseason workouts for your team?
Yeah, I'd say we've probably spent 75% of our time on that. And I feel like you got to be able to slow people down in order to be able to compete. And I think offensively, a lot of times it's just kind of tweaking and experimenting and figuring things out as you go. And then the stuff that you do have in, getting the kids to understand all the reads that are within your offenses. So I think it takes a little more time offensively.
Coach Brown, you have a relatively young team this year. What have you seen in terms of growth and development from this young group thus far?
They're doing very well. I feel really good about the bunch of kids that we've got right now. And got a couple of really young ones. Got a sophomore, Aaron Davidson, who I got to thinking coming back last night, probably played more minutes in last night's game than she did the entire season last year of varsity basketball. And then got a freshman, Isabel Beatty, who played a lot of minutes for us. So we've got a lot of young faces and got a few that have been through it. And they have to take on new roles. Got one senior, Emma Stepp, who has to take more on, and then three juniors and Jacqueline Agee and Riley Thomas and Riley Anderson that have all played quite a bit, but now they're the ones that have to carry you, and that takes a little time to adjust to that as well.
Coach, who are you looking to fill those leadership roles this year?
Well, I mean, Emma Stepp, she's our only senior, and a fantastic role model. I mean, one of those kids that you hope your own kid can grow up to be like, and she's just an amazing presence and person to be around. So she's definitely a big leader. And then Riley Thomas is a junior for us, and started last year and played quite a bit her freshman year. And her dad is her boys coach, Kevin Thomas. So she's been around the game and she understands it. And we look a lot from her as well.
I want to touch on being a coach's kid, so to speak. Is there a different mentality that a player has when they come from a family that has a mom or a dad that's a head coach?
I think they think the game more. I think a lot of kids, that they just kind of watch for the fun of it. And there's just a lot of, little things about the game that, never really thought about. But coaches are constantly seeing those things and bringing that up with their kids. So I think a little more basketball knowledge, basketball savvy that a lot of times those kids have.
We're talking to Jackson County girls basketball coach Jim Brown on the High School Playbook presented by Mountain Barn Builders. Coach Brown, it's a new district this year. You move up into 2A, and it's York Institute now, who many would argue is probably the favorite in the district. Monterey, Bledsoe County, Sequatchie County. What's your take on this new district this year?
Well, the cons, I've kind of joked that we're going to rack up frequent flyer miles this year from this district. I mean, we've got a lot of road trips. That's one of the reasons we went to community last night, because it's about a 2-hour ride, and we've got at least two of our district games at Bledsoe and Sequatchie that are going to be that long, and York's well over an hour, and the district we were in previously, everything we had was probably within 45 minutes, an hour top. So adjusting the travel is going to be a little different for us. And we've been in the district with Monterey. I mean, I'm familiar with them. And of course, they've got a new coach, so that'll make them a little different. And just, you know, with York being in Upper Cumberland, I mean, you know, I watched them quite a bit last year, and kind of like you said, I think it's definitely theirs to lose. I think they've got the best team, but I know little to nothing about Sequatchie and Bledsoe. So, you know, we get to see some new faces. So, you know, I guess that's a good thing for it, but we're definitely not looking forward to this travel.
Coach, what do you expect to see this afternoon against Columbia Academy?
Columbia Academy has one very good player, a big guard, and I'm going blank. I can't remember. I can't remember her last name. Maddie is her first name. But we went down there last year in the COVID year, and that was the first game, and you know, we just didn't play well at all. But now she does a lot of things for them. And then they've got a couple others that shoot it pretty well. But we're going to have to try to slow her down and just not let her get out in transition and, you know, really make her work for what she gets. And, you know, we're just going to have to step up and score a little bit better than what we have. So hopefully that's just a gradual process. We get a little better game by game with that.
Well, Coach Brown, we wish you the best of luck this afternoon at Columbia Academy and the best of luck throughout the season.
All right. Thank you very much. Appreciate all you guys do.